A key U.S. lawmaker said Sunday that Democrats in the House of Representatives could pursue impeachment hearings against U.S. President Donald Trump, saying that the U.S. leader has surrounded himself with crooks and was part of a broad conspiracy against the American people to win the 2016 election. Congressman Gerald Nadler, New York Democrat, set to become chairman of the House Judiciary Committee when Democrats take control of the chamber next month, told CNN that lawmakers have decided how important allegations are against Mr. Trump, but should pursue impeachment charges only for serious offenses. Meanwhile, President Trump's looking for a new chief of staff, but that search is not going as planned. We get more from AP Sagar Magani.
The president made it official Saturday.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year.
Most senior White House officials figured Kelly's successor was already in place, Nick Ayers, the vice president's current chief of staff. But Ayers said yesterday he's out of the running to be the president's third chief of staff in fewer than 2 years. A person familiar with his thinking says the president's considering four names, including House Freedom Caucus Chair Mark Meadows and White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney, though a person close to him says Mulvaney's not interested. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The chief financial officer to Chinese telecom giant Huawei Technologies has a scheduled court appearance in Canada, where her lawyers are asking that she be granted bail while awaiting possible extradition to the United States to face fraud charges. This while Meng Wanzhou awaits that court decision. Her arrest occurred in the same day U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping were meeting in Buenos Aires over dinner to reach a 90-day truce on tit-for-tat tariffs the two countries have been imposing on one another. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has ruled out the extradition of suspects in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi after Istanbul's chief prosecutor filed warrants for the arrest of two former senior Saudi officials. Emily Wither reports from Istanbul.
Turkish officials say they have strong suspicion that Saad al-Qahtani, a top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and General Ahmed al-Assiri, who served as deputy head of foreign intelligence, were among the planners in Khashoggi's death. The Saudi critic was killed in Istanbul's consulate on October 2nd. Last month, the U.S. Treasury slapped sanctions on 17 Saudis for their role in the murder. It included Qahtani, but not Assiri. The Saudi public prosecutor has said the order to repatriate Khashoggi came from Assiri. A travel ban has also been imposed on Qahtani. It's not clear, though, if the men are currently detained. Western states are continuing to press the kingdom for a credible investigation.
Emily Wither reporting for Reuters. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday, migration should be well managed and safe, not irregular and dangerous, as he praised a group of more than 150 nations for adopting a global pact meant to improve the way the world handles the flow of migrants. Speaking at the opening of a two-day conference in Morocco, Guterres acknowledged the nations, many of them in Europe, that are critical of the global compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration. He said those who fear the document would violate national sovereignty by imposing migration policies, or that it could and would create a recognized right for people to migrate wherever they want, whenever they want, are mistaken. The European Court of Justice ruled Monday that Britain retains the right to reverse its decision to leave the European Union. The United Kingdom is free to revoke unilaterally the notification of its intention to withdraw from the EU, according to the court. Prime Minister Theresa May responded before the House of Commons.
As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin.
Britain voted in a 2016 referendum to leave the 28-member bloc and invoked Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty in March of 2017 to begin the two-year exit process. Britain voted, and again because of that prospect of any country leaving EU was considered unlikely. The Article 50 now contains few specific details about that process. A group of Scottish legislators had asked the ECJ to rule on whether Britain could reverse the withdrawal procedure on its own. A majority of voters in Scotland had voted against leaving the EU in the 2016 referendum. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
All the hits in